Thank you for calling customer
I think.
support. My name is Kaylin. I'm the supervisor here. Can I have your zip code to
Hi.
locate your account, please?
Good morning.
Yes.
What's your name, Kayla?
Kaylin,
This is Sam from Capital One, and we are the recorded line. I'm trying to help Miss Sally Dittmer. Her credit card was charged for $91.89 from your company, and we were told that you don't have any record of it. She's on conference with us, so she can speak to her.
okay. And what's your zip code, please?
The zip code is 60107 dash. Oh, hang on a second. Hold on. Dash, you've got it as dash 2921. Now, I think part of the problem on your end might be I received the shipment of the products yesterday, and the ship to address is Sally, Sally PPL, Dittmer, Dittmer. So I think you may not be able to find it on your records because it's misspelled. But yet you it was able to, the charge went through.
Okay, what's your zip code, please? What's your zip code, please?
60107 2921.
Okay. All right. And what was the first and last name, please?
Sally Dittmer, Dittmer. Now, as I said, the ship to label says Sally, Sally PPL. I don't know how the PPL got in there, but. And what I'm trying to do is cancel, I need to get a cancellation code so they can take the charge off my bill.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay? Give me 1 moment, please.
That's fine.
What's your phone number, please?
630-776-9577.
Okay. You want them, please. Give me one second, okay? And where did you find this number?
Yes. Excuse me?
Where did you find this number?
What, your phone number?
Yes.
I got it from my credit card company who has it in their records.
It's attached to the transaction, Keila.
What was that?
It was attached to the transaction.
And how much was the charge?
$91.89.
Correct, $91.89.
And then there's also one for $92.90. Because there were two items.
Okay.
So we actually need the cancellation numbers for both of those.
And let's spell out your first and last name.
Excuse me?
Spell out your first and last name, please.
The last name's Dittmer, Dittmer.
Dittmer.
Yes. D as in dog.
Dittmer. Okay. In the last age, I wasn't able to find either. Give me one second. Let me speak with someone, okay?
Sure. They can't find a record of me, but they can charge me.
I know. I'm just as curious as you. But they should be able to do something about it.
One moment, okay?
And unfortunately, you know, being a senior citizen, I don't have unlimited service on my phone. I'm going to get charged for all of this call.
I'm so sorry. Did you dial the toll-free number of Capital One?
My problem is it's my phone that's making the call.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. No, to get it taken care of, I have to pay for it. It teaches me a lesson not to order anything. A good deal is not a good deal.
Okay. What's the first six lines for that card?
Excuse me?
What's the first six lines for the card?
The what?
The first six lines for the other card.
Oh,
did you see the first six? The first six?
Yes.
515-515-6-7-8.
All right, one moment, please. And what's the first six digits?
Excuse me?
What was the first six digits?
The first six. She's asking for the first six.
5, 1, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Thank you. One moment. All right, so that's the end coming up. Hello?
Yes.
It's the end coming
up. Yes, Keila.
It's still not coming up.
I'm sorry.
Up.
It's still not coming up?
Correct.
Because our concern is this. The customer wants to cancel this. The card was charged, and we can actually help her dispute it. But my main concern is this is a subscription, so this would continue. So it really has to be canceled from your end. And we have records of it that the card was charged. So how can you not look for it?
Okay, well, we've entered the card, and I mean, the last agent wasn't able to find anything either.
And there's no other way that you can search for the account or the charge.
What was the question?
You don't have any way of searching for the account or the charge?
No, I've tried with the card. I'm not saying that they're not being charged, but I've entered the first six lines for nothing came up.
But the card was charged.
Let me
ask a question. Go ahead, ma'am.
Let me ask a question. Since I received the package yesterday that started this whole thing, would an order number be helpful?
Yeah, what's your
order? I have a packing slip.
Okay, what's the order number?
513957.
Give me 1 second, please.
You do realize I'm going to have to go through this on the second order, too.
I know. I just really want to help you to put your mind at ease, Ms. Zimmer.
I'm sorry I'm putting you through this.
That's all right, for as long as I can help you.
It just seems so strange that...
Yeah, it's still not coming up. 513197.
Ms. Setmer, if they're really not able to look up anything, we can just let her go, and then I will contact our disputes department. Let's see if we can have this blocked. But rest assured, we are going to help you dispute it, okay?
Okay. Now, there is a second order. You know, there's a second subscription. Should I try and call and cancel that one also?
You can ask the supervisor on the line.
Okay. Because it's two separate phone numbers. I think it's one company. I just think it's their way of doing business. So there was one charge for $91.89 and one charge for $92.90.
Eileen?
Okay. I've tried everything. Nothing came up, so there's nothing I can do.
She has another order number. She has another charge that she wants you to check.
Go ahead.
It's the one we've been talking about this whole time was $91.89. There was also a charge for $92.90. That was a separate item.
Ms. Zitmore, that wasn't charged on your card?
No, that one you guys caught before they got it through. But when I talked to the person this morning on your end, they said that I needed to get a cancellation number for both items. Should we let that one go for now and see if it comes up again next month? If I don't cancel it, you see what I'm saying?
Is this the one from Total Muscle Full? Is that the one?
No, there's two separate phone numbers.
That's correct. The one ending in 8582, right?
8582 and 2856.
The one that we just called, that's the one ending in 2856. We can try to call the other number if you wish.
Okay.
Maybe they will be able to find something, okay? Kaylin, you can now hang up. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.